about that. That's where my concern comes in. You know, that's what makes sense to me, at least. And I know that this opens things up. I feel like the Cubs have been stalled. That they've been stalled because they don't know. And when you don't know, it's hard to do. Like, it's really, really hard to do.
This whole offseason was because of Chris Bryant. They can't move until they know, right?
Yeah, they couldn't make any of these moves because you don't want to short yourselves. You don't want to make a trade not knowing. And the other side is like, well, we can't give you maximum value. Because if we give you maximum value and he's only going to play for us for 1 year, that stinks. And maybe it's one of those things where Chris Bryant plays for the Cubs for half the year. And then when you get to the trade deadline, his value, that's what I'm still trying to figure out. Is his value maximized now that everyone knows that it's 2 years versus one? Or can the Cubs get more bang for their buck to wait until the trade deadline? And maybe they do have multiple suitors that are more desperate then. But there are teams right now that I imagine are desperate to have a starting third baseman. Atlanta's one of them.
Washington's
another one.
I mean, if they ship over a high prospect, you got to think about it. But like you said, you can't trade Chris Bryant for pennies on the dollar just because.
Right. That's my concern. And I don't think it's not that there's really even a history of Theo and Jed acting that way. There's no history of them panicking. Like, the way that the Cubs baseball operation has gone over the last 7 years, they've never struck me as being a panicked group. They measure things out. They're not always right, but it never seems like they're in a hurry. But I guess we'll find out, because the luxury tax thing is real. Like, we know that they have all the money in the world, but they don't want to pay the tax. So they are acting accordingly from that standpoint. And if you have problems with that as a consumer of Cubs baseball, I understand your pain. I totally understand your pain.
One of the points of him being a 7-year guy instead of 6-year guy is to have this window of competing open for a longer time, right? So
Yes. This
year, I have pretty much closed that window of being a championship contender because their team is not set. And the fact that they couldn't do anything this year, that's what I'm saying. Was all that stuff, that 2 weeks, worth all that? Now that you're in, after year 5 of Chris Bryant, you're not moving forward. You're stagnant. Maybe even moving backwards because the Reds are coming up for you. They beat you in the season series last year.
Brewers and St.
Louis are not going anywhere.
And, yeah, you've got an extremely competitive division. And if you look at Contreras, Rizzo, Bryant, and Baez, you go, well, that's a great place to start if you're trying to compete. But if you don't have enough money to build around these guys and then you find yourself kind of having to cobble together a roster and go, okay, well, let's add Jeffress. Let's see if Souza can provide a little bit of the promise that he showed as a younger player. It seems as if you're conceding the 2020 season. That's part of my issue with the Cubs, is that it feels like, yeah, our team is probably good enough to win 84 games. You didn't have any money to try and push that number up. So if you're not going to be if you're not going to be extremely competitive from a free agent standpoint, then maybe you do have to take a step back as a franchise. But it's some stuff. This texter says, well, of course he's not going to re-sign. He's a Boris client. Explain Steven Strasburg. I hate these old tropes about you got a little bit of information and you think that sums up the totality of someone's career. Scott Boras sent Steven Strasburg into free agency and he wound up right back where he was. Don't let the Cubs off the hook for that. Don't let, because they obviously knew who his agent was going to be. Don't let them off the hook and say that they can get a pass. They don't have to try and re-sign Chris Bryant because he's a Scott Boras client. That is crap.
And I think,
as far as I'm concerned,
the Strasburg situation is a way you can see where the relationship with the team and the player started off on a good note, where they held him back from going to the playoffs because they're taking care of his arm and his well-being. And he repaid them by signing an extension before this one, opting out, and then re-signing a higher extension. So, yeah, that relationship never was bad, never was soured. And we had Gord Whitmire on like 2 months ago saying that, yeah, Chris Bryant got mad that the way they treated him with the sitting down for 2 weeks. It might have been, you know, smoothed over since, but he was mad at that time.
Yeah, and I think that what it manifested into was advocacy. And Gordon can speak to it more intelligently than we can coming up at 12:40. But what they got was a guy that is now in the front of the leadership of the Players Association. And he can look to his own case and say, we should probably have a discussion about service time when the collective bargaining agreement comes back up. Chris Bryant is going to be front and center in that regard. It doesn't have to be he hates the Cubs and he hates Tom Ricketts and Theo Epstein. It can be degrees of, okay, I now understand that this is a business. Therefore, I am going to act as if it's a business.